The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Boy Scouts of America, just a great organization, served many, many people over the years. More than 2.4 million youth participants, nearly a million adult volunteers involved. Since the Boy Scouts was founded back in 1910, more than 110 million Americans have participated in BSA programs. Joining me this morning for a few minutes, Eric Black. He's the Assistant Scout Executive, the Chief Operating Officer of the Blue Ridge Council here in upstate South Carolina. Eric, thanks for spending a few minutes of your time this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk for a minute about the Blue Ridge Council specifically. You guys, scouting has had some tough times over the past couple of years, but there's still a lot of good in scouting. Let's talk about the Blue Ridge Council and be specific. Give us a little background of the history of the Blue Ridge Council.
Yeah, so we've been around for a long time, over 90 years. We serve eight counties in the upstate. So we serve on an annual basis around 6,500 kids and families, another 2,000 adults. So we have a huge impact on the upstate, with working with kids, developing kids, turning kids into good role models. So we're making a big impact. We've done it for a long time.
Obviously, Eric, there was a lot of discussion, last year when you guys decided to open up Boy Scouts to girls. How is that going? Mm-hmm. How is that working in the Blue Ridge Council?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of positive reaction on that. I mean, we've really embraced it. We think it's great. So we've had a really good response. We have a ton of girls in our programs currently, and we think it's a really good thing. And sort of the parents that are involved.
Yep. Let's talk for a minute about this most recent the allegations that were brought up earlier this week. Of course, there's this group abused in scouting who say that they filed a lawsuit on Monday in Philadelphia alleging that there's other instances of abuse within scouting, primarily in Texas and some other states. But how does that affect what you guys do here in upstate South Carolina?
There's been times, in our history that, adults have used our program to take advantage of kids, that we're outraged by that just across the board as an organization. We've worked very hard over the last several decades to make sure our kids are safe. Any adult who signs up to be a member of the Boy Scouts, we don't view it as a right. We view it as a privilege.
Sure.
So we do a vetting process where they're approved. We do background checks on all of our adults. They have to go through a training on how to work with kids safely. So we have no one-on-one interactions between youth and adult. There's always at least two adults or two kids. So we take a lot of steps. We want to make sure our kids are in a safe environment. We want to make sure our activities are safe. My message on that is, we've worked very hard to make sure we have a safe environment for our kids. I have three kids in the program. I would not let them be involved in an organization that I didn't feel was safe as a parent. And so I want parents to feel very comfortable that their child is joining a very safe environment.
Yeah. When this comes up, I mean, have you seen this have an effect in enrollment at all? Or do people in upstate South Carolina, people who would be involved in the Blue Ridge Council, pretty much just trust you guys that you're going to do the right thing and that this is just a problem someplace else?
Well, I think we've worked very hard over the last several decades to to make sure our programs are safe. The message I share with you, we share with parents if they have questions about that. You know, as far as enrollment, our enrollment is up locally. You know, so we've enjoyed 15 straight months of membership growth. So kids are joining, scouting, they're having a good time. Parents are happy with our program and they continue to join our programs.
Yep. If a parent or a grandparent's listening now and they're maybe considering having their child participate mm-hmm. in your program, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, so if they go to our website, blueridgecouncil.org, there's a link where they can sign up for Scouts right on our webpage. There's our contact information also. So my information's on there. If people want to talk to me, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, Eric Black, thank you again for being with us. And, again, it looks like there's going to be some tough days ahead for the national organization, for that matter, and as this kind of unfolds. Scouting's been around, as I said, a long time. It's sort of something that we've all grown up with, and I appreciate what you guys do here at the Blue Ridge Council.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we do really good things.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you being with us. Have a great day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.